When Nathan Kipnis showed me a green home he designed, I spotted some green features all by myself. For example, yeah, it was kind of hard to miss the solar water heater. But it turns out I actually did miss some stuff. The architect had to show me the living room tile.
What you're seeing here is the black slate, or dark gray slate, and this is set to take the sun in the winter and the fall and spring, and it heats up the space with that.
You know, what's striking about this is you have these little placards, and some of them read, the floor absorbs sun, creating thermal surfaces. These are kind of green crib notes, so to speak.
Yes, yeah, we definitely needed these because there was the chance that, of course, a realtor is going to come through here unaccompanied.
Kipnis sweated over this solar tile, but at first, real estate agents were like me. They missed it, or they just didn't get how it worked. Kipnis says it's likely some potential buyers went home clueless. Still, he doesn't blame the agents.
And they're just kind of used to, well, here's the crown molding, and here's the fireplace trim, and this is a pantry. You know, that's their, what we call their expert knowledge base.
Some realtors are expanding their knowledge base to include green homes. There's a certification program that gets agents up to speed on energy conservation, water use, and other green home features. It's called EcoBroker, and it's run by John Beldock. Beldock says EcoBroker trains agents to protect homebuyers.
Many people stay in their houses longer than 5 years. If you're really watching out to make sure that the consumer is buying a house that not only can she afford to buy, but that she can afford to operate, you know, you've really provided a valuable service in society.
4,000 people have EcoBroker certification. That might sound like a lot, but there's more than 2 million real estate license holders in the U.S. So most homebuyers will encounter agents who are not trained, or ones who mostly train themselves, like Celeste Caron in Chicago.
I've been fortunate enough to be invited to the table with some very high-level people in the industry who have been kind enough to sit down and explain things to me over coffee. And that's, they've become part of my network, and through that, I've really learned more than anything else.
Caron says formal certification is great, but when it comes down to it, buyers should press agents about a home's green claims. And when possible, they should ask for numbers.
There are certain properties where I know that it's been rated, I know that it's been computer modeled, and I know that the claims are likely to be true because they're based in performance testing, rather than somebody just coming up with a number that they think sounds good.
Caron says there's a lot at stake in getting green housing claims right. The trend is young, and it's vulnerable to realtors who oversell green features.
Building better quality buildings has to be the norm. And in order for that to happen, the claims about them have to be honest, and people have to continue to buy them. And so if buyers want it and builders build it, the market will expand and move forward.
Caron says it's not like realtors are trying to screw people over. There is room for trust. It's just that for now, it's best to back up that trust with a bit of skepticism. For the Environment Report, I'm Sean Ali.